You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, the BingeCast.
Cook your meals. Call your trash. We connect your calls. We drive your ambulances. We guard you while you sleep. Do not fuck with us.
This Monday, you know what time it is. You can find him here with a pint of beer and something to say. Cause you know it's been a long couple of days. The raging bull, the taxi driver paid the toll. Stay glued and never leave the screen so they can weave the scene for what you need to see and what you need to miss. Give them a thank you, they watched it so you didn't have to. And that's what they came here to give to you. So open up your ears and listen to. But never you mind what they're mixing with the whiskey. Balancing in between the little and the big screen. Get you a drink and just sit down. Right now they're right here, so shut your mouth.
My name is
Benny. Maybe I don't give a shit. Maybe I don't remember the last time I blew my nose
either. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you! That's my name!
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk-off, jerk-off, jerk-off.
And furthermore, you can all go fuck yourselves.
That's the correct way to start things off. Welcome to the BingeCast, BingeMedia.net's official podcast that we do every Monday on BingeMedia.net. I am Moreno. I'm here by myself once again, like always, except for last week, the week before that. I'm pretty much with Jim Law, pretty much every other podcast. So I'm not by myself. But I'm by myself this week because Jim Law is out... I don't know, catching salmon in his mouth, rolling around a fucking honeycomb. I don't know, whatever the fuck. Getting chased by bees. I don't know what he's doing up there in Canada. What do they do up there? Oh, let's have some Canadian bacon, but we call it ham. It's so confusing. What do you call bacon then? Fucking morons. So we're going to do a little bit of a best of today. I know, 20 episodes in, and we already got a best of. That's how we do that. That's how we do that shit. What am I so angry for? Fuck. We're going to do something a little different and do a best of. And basically, we were talking about what we should do for a best of. Like, do we do, like, reviews? Blah, blah, blah. But I think the best idea, what we both finally agreed on, that has been the best thing going for the BingeCast to date, are the Google voicemails. Right? They're fucking fantastic. They don't make any sense. The listeners hate Google Voice. Google Voice sometimes doesn't play the, or doesn't transcribe the voicemails that they lay down. So much mystery around the Google voicemail. Fuck. So for you new people, if you don't know what we're talking about, we have a voicemail set up for the listeners to call in and leave us a voicemail, give us reviews, tell us to go fuck ourselves, whatever it is. That voicemail number is 708-406-9546. If you're calling from an office or a hotel, you might have to dial 9 first. If you're calling from out of the country, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not a fucking operator. I'm a smooth operator, but I'm not the country's operator. So the readers and the listeners of the podcast and BingeMedia.net, they leave us voicemails. And what Google does, since it's Google Voice supports this thing, they send us an email of the transcription of the voicemail. And it's fucking ridiculous. It's not even close. Not even fucking close, and it's become one of our most favorite things of all times. Yes, that's right. I said all times. So we figured, why don't we gather up all the Google voicemail segments, put them into one nice, neat little podcast package, and give it out to the people. Jim Law's I don't know, Sasquatch hunting, which is just him naked in a mirror, pointing a gun at himself, drinking a fucking, I don't know, gin and tonic or something. Do Sasquatches, do Sasquatch Eye drink gin and tonics? If they had to drink alcohol, what would they drink? All right, think about that shit. So we're going to start this off with, I think this goes back to, I don't know, like episode 3 or something when we started doing this. And all the way up until the most recent, episode 20, we've been rocking out the Google voicemails because they're so much fun to play, so much fun to read the transcription and then see, you know, or hear what the voicemailer actually said. So much fucking fun. We get a kick out of it, and it sounds like you guys get a kick out of it. And by the way, so many, many, many thanks for following us to our new home. I think we are getting ourselves established and really, really happy that week after week we get to hear from somebody that, well, as you'll hear in the voicemails, one guy wanted to kill himself. One guy, you know, because he missed us from the old life, whatever that was anyway, from the old fucking show. He couldn't find us because we just dropped off the earth. Or dropped off the earth, if you're Will Smith. One guy wanted to kill us. One guy wanted to drive down and threaten us in our face areas by saying, don't ever do that again. Don't ever disappear or else I'm going to have to hunt you down and kill you. So we're like, all right, let me let everybody know. So, we got DJ Allen 1, our old friend from the old show, called in. He thought we fucking broke up like the Fugees. This is pretty good, DJ Allen. That was pretty good. And we're just really, really thankful that you guys stuck around and you're turning new people on to us. And that really means a ton to Jim Law and myself. Because, you know, we basically started this up from scratch. And between you and me, the amount of subscribers and downloads, we pretty much, we kept about 90% of it. Yes, we kept about 90% of our subscribers and downloads. Fucking phenomenal, people. Thank you so much for spreading the word, keeping up with us on the Twitter, on the Twatter, and reading all our twats. And it's just been phenomenal. You guys sending in Sounders, the great Pete MC. We got TM, JD Fernandez, MJZ still kicking around. Who else? Terminal 83. I don't want to leave anybody out, so I'll just stop there while leaving the rest of the people out because I just named like 5 people. So I'm sorry to the rest of the people. But you're in my mind and in my heart. So just deal with it. You're going to have to deal with it. All right, so let's do this. Once again, that voicemail number, if you want to call in and leave your own voicemail, Google transcribe it, we'll read it on the show, we'll get drunk, laugh our balls off, and then start yelling at each other like we always do. That voicemail number is 708-406-9546. 708-406-9546. Stay tuned next week where we're going to have a bunch of fun and shenanigans, have some more drinks. And Jim Law will be back, and he'll let us know what he did on vacation, how Sasquatch hunting went, and, you know, what actually Sasquatch I drink. So we're going to find that out next week, but until then...
I opened the show with our first voicemail, Johnny Marlon.
Yes!
From a good friend, Pete MC, who is sitting in New York at a bar with free Wi-Fi waiting to download this very podcast. We're going to do the best we can, PMC, but I doubt you'll still be there when this is done. And can you give the number out? I'm not sure what the number is for our new...
Yeah, let me pull it up right now. So the voicemail, if you guys want to call, it is 708-406-9546 for the binge voicemail.
I want to read now what... This is, what is it called? Is it Gmail?
Right. So it's Google Voice.
Google Voice, right.
Which, okay. you know, you can, incorporate with your Google account. It's part of your Google account. You can have a voicemail set up. And so that's what we did for the binge cast. Mm-hmm. And part of the feature is that you do actually get the voicemail, the audio voicemail, but they also, Google fucking is just like, we're going to translate this for you, or we're going to transcribe this for you, and we're going to give you a very accurate transcription of that voicemail.
So you get, so you just heard the voicemail and what it, what Pete MC had to say to us, and thank you, right. Pete MC, it was very nice. This is what Google Voice transcribed for us in our email.
Okay.
Hey guys, this is BNC23.
Oh, okay.
Not sure from call the right place. But I just want to wish you guys the best of luck with the new show. Love the big staff.
Well, thank you, BNC23. I've been complimented on that before.
And the new format you guys are taking. So keep it up the football when you guys now.
Keep it up the football, law. Jesus.
I'm going to try to get some more people on board. I have a great show that later. That is what Google... I read that and I was like... I thought a fucking retard called us. I didn't know who it was. I was like, "Is this like word for word?" I couldn't have a chance to hear it until
I didn't know what it was. I'm like, "Do I need a sense of it so I get like $20 million? Is this like a Kenyan fucking prince who like I need to help out and I'm gonna win the lottery or something?" Like I didn't know what the fuck it was. I was about to put it in the spam folder.
Oh, this is very similar to a lot of the spam we get on Binge Media. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is with these WordPress sites, but they get fucking just...
tons.
Like, an onslaught of spam. And we gotta
A great site, Gucci Shoes, for post-mortem things kind of here.
I am very interested in the points that you bring up in your fabulous article. It takes a lot of courage to write and do things like you are doing on this site. What the fuck?
What if that was an actual comment, though?
I know.
They're like, no, I'm actually serious about this. They send a follow-up regarding, and then the previous comment.
I just keep spamming.
You never got back to us. Yeah, I just keep spamming.
Oh, it's fucking good times. But, yeah, anyways, thanks, PeteMC, and thank you, Google Voice, because this is obviously going to turn into a running fucking bit on our show.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God.
Google Voice translations.
I don't know how we're going to figure out who goes first, but whoever goes first gets first pick, and then that guy's off the table, obviously, and the next guy goes, and that. And then we got to end up with 5 each, and then we compare teams at the end, and I'm sure argue about them.
Okay. Okay. Fucking love this already.
That would be good.
I can't wait.
We'll do that after what you watched, and then we'll do some...
We will. I'm just getting warmed up with the yelling.
Okay.
And the fucking arguing.
We'll do some new releases also at the end of the show, but first, to lead things off, we have another new voicemail. This voicemail is from an old friend.
Yes.
From way back in the day. Yoshio-kun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a voicemail. Now, we're going to play every fucking voicemail we get because we love this Google Voice thing that does the transcribing for us.
Yeah, Google Voice gives you a text transcription of the voicemail, and it's okay. I mean, I don't want to hype it up too much, but it's okay.
It's fantastic. What do we decide on? We're going to read the transcript first, or? Yeah, let's read this first, because it's really
funny.
Okay,
let's read this first.
Okay. You want to read it, or you want me to read
it?
Yeah,
I'll read it.
Okay.
Okay, it says, having a little bullet bourbon.
Nice.
It's fantastic. All right, transcript goes. I have no idea if it's the right number. Hey, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim, logged on right now. It's Yosid. Oh, I'm 13. I just witnessed an inside the park walk off over, which is pretty awesome. But anyway, I just want to say congrats on your new broadcast medium, Deader. Nice to see a backup, Yuki. I'm glad you got this is new voicemail up. There's some things I want to call into you about on your own show, but just never got around to you. And now I can't tell and all of a good time, though. I look forward to what you'll have in store for the new podcast. And you're going to have Mike Sampson on as your first guest. I don't know that. The sounds pretty day to me. I think you're going to go, too. Better. Hey. That's it.
That is the transcription of his voicemail. Now let's play the voicemail and see what he really said.
All right, let's see what he really said.
I have no idea if it's the fucking right number. Hey, Jim Law, Johnny Moreno. It's Yoshio Kun 13. I just witnessed an Inside the Park walk-off homer, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, I just wanted to say congrats on your new podcast media endeavor. Nice to see you back on the beach. Glad you got this new voicemail up. There's some things I wanted to call into about on your old show, but just never got around to. And now I can. All in good time, though. I look forward to what you'll have in store for these new podcasts. And you're going to have Mike Sampson on as your first guest, huh? I don't know. That sounds pretty gay to me.
Oh.
I think it could have gone better.
I don't know what happened at the end of that transcription.
Where did the hay come from?
I don't know.
Was that one computer talking to another computer like, hey,
we're going to take over. We're going to become sentient. Take this over. That was creepy.
Oh, please. I'm begging people to send us voicemails just because of this.
Absolutely.
And use as many big words as you can.
Yeah. Talk as much as you want. It just makes it funnier for everybody involved. And you could do that by calling 708-406-9546.
God damn, on the ball.
That's what I do.
On the ball. And then we'll do some, I watched a couple things, we'll talk about that, and then we'll get out of here. We'll get out of your hair, okay? We'll leave you to your Monday morning.
We'll get out of your hair, all right? Stop bothering us, all right? Jesus. So you want to start off with these voicemails first, or?
Yeah, let's do.
Lean into TV Roundup. Is that what we're gonna do?
No, TV Round. We don't do TV Roundup on here.
Come what?
On. Get with the picture.
Oh, that was the old thing. This is the new thing.
Okay, so our first one is which one? The 773 one. Yeah.
Okay, we go with that.
All right.
Well, let's play the other one first. Let's do the 478 one. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're talking about is both of these voicemails have to do with the ninth episode of Game of Thrones, which fucked the internet in its mouth and then shat down its throat.
Okay. Well, isn't the 478 and the 201 the Game of Thrones ones? Or is the 773 the Game of Thrones ones?
Well, they both are, yeah. So I think we go with the 478 one. So this is a shorter one. And what we're talking about, if you haven't kept up with us in the last episode, is we have a voicemail set up for the website, mm-hmm. for the binge cast, mm-hmm. and that number is. Let's pull it up really quick. That number is 1-708-406-9546. You leave a voicemail, and what Google—it's a Google voice number. So what Google does is they transcribe it, and it's not always the most accurate transcription, right? So. So this guy's talking about Game of Thrones, and he says, hey, boy to them. So I called Jim Office, not STL. Todd, you know, in the magazine and at some point on Gave Us Wrong. Don't give up there. Keep watching. It's going to be awesome later. Straightforward.
This is the first time that we actually we didn't even know if this was like to us. Like, yeah. Once in a while you'll catch a word that says,
yeah, there's Jim there, so maybe he's addressing Law. Like, I don't know. There's this thing about a magazine. This dude named Todd. Everything is weird. So let's see what he actually says.
Once in a while we get spam. We thought this guy might have been spam.
Yeah.
He just kept rambling. All right, let's see what he says.
Hey boys, this is Adam. Tell Jim Law to not freak out. You know, even the bad guys are gonna die at some point on Game of Thrones. Don't give up yet. Keep watching. It's gonna be awesome. Later.
Okay. Okay. First of all, to Adam, I want to say thank you for reassuring me. No one seems to want to reassure me. They all laugh, point and laugh when I fucking lose, almost cry over Game of Thrones. Second of all, that was not even close to what we read.
That wasn't even close. Gave us wrong? No, Game of Thrones. Like, get it right, Google. You want to take over the fucking world, then get it right. Jesus Christ.
It just seems like... why do they do this? Because it seems like such a failed effort. If they just want people to make fun of them, then yeah, okay, bravo. But this is so bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. But he is kind of saying, don't worry about it.
Right.
Like, you were very upset at episode 9 of Game of Thrones. So... Don't worry about it. Things are going
to
work out.
Look, he's had the one sentence that I've been waiting to hear from anybody, that knows anything to do with Game of Thrones. He says, even the bad guys die.
Even the bad guys die.
Thank fucking Christ, okay? At least one bad guy. Just give me one bad guy in this next episode, and I'll go out on a high note. I'll skip home from work. I'll be so fucking happy if one bad guy dies in this next episode.
I'd love to see you skipping in any context. In any context, unless you skipping. So our next one is also Game of Thrones related. This is from our friend Johnny. Well, as you'll hear, from our friend Johnny. This is a little longer, so bear with us as we go through this. And here it is. Hey, what's up, guys? This is 00 onto her. Johnny on Facebook for his birthday. First of all, I want to say do a great job on the new podcast. Also, Binge Media rocks. Second, I want to ask you guys a question status touch. Give us a list. Give us a list of questions. I don't rentals read the book, so I a lot hasn't. But I just want to know, but yeah, we're not thought of. All these characters. A plot lines being reveal the boys. It's more like On the Rocks sucks wiper that the names to Lisser in the books. She's not at the Red Wedding, I believe. Rob sends Zero way back to the Lattice, I believe. So in the book... is left up as a cliffhanger, and you don't know if she says away. Oh no, you don't know if she's away. She's dead or alive, or if you give birth. But now in the show, it shows that she's no longer there, so she's gone. I just want example. Another example would be Hello Santa, taking the name of the thanking the bastard and doing that so that never happened. The book either. I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on. I know he's Pauline's being discovered through the TV show instead of being the scripture of the books. My opinion, it's messing with but I was the books. I plot. Anyways, sorry, I kind of rambled. But I just do good or great work, guys. All right, but.
Oh my God.
All right, so let's hear what Johnny's actually saying. It's gibberish.
Hold on, just on a side note, when we got this email, oh my God, it was
you immediately sent me a text.
It was the most incredible thing I'd ever read in my life. I actually haven't even listened to this voicemail yet, so it's like revealing to me.
Okay.
Hey, yo, what's up, guys? This is Zildjian Pro on Twitter. Johnny on Facebook, everyone knows me. First of all, I wanted to say great job on the new podcast. Awesome, Binge Media rocks. Second, I wanted to ask you guys a question. It's Game of Thrones related question. I know Moreno's read the books. A lot hasn't. But I just wanted to know what Moreno thought of... all these characters, plot lines being revealed. Well, it's more like Rob Stark's wife. I think her name's Talissa. In the books, she's not at the Red Wedding. Mm-hmm. I believe Rob sends her away back to Volantis, I believe. So in the book, it's left as a cliffhanger, and you don't know if she's away, if she's dead, or if she's alive, or if she gave birth. But now on the show, it shows that she's no longer there, so she's gone. That's just one example. Another example would be Melisandre taking the Fat King's bastard and doing that. So that never happened in the book either. I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on all these plot lines being discovered through the TV show instead of being discovered through the books. In my opinion, it's messing with the timeline, or within the book's timeline plot. Anyways, sorry, I kind of rambled. Keep up the great work, guys. All right.
Do gooder.
Okay, first, before you answer this question, which is a good one, I think they got maybe two sentences right in that whole thing. Like, that is not impressive.
Yeah. It's not. Google is really falling behind in this whole transcription game. Once we hear it back, they're really falling behind. I mean, they got the important things right. Binge Media rocks, Johnny on Facebook, the word but. But it's really not. Things aren't flowing as far as Google goes. Their transcription is fucking failing.
Yeah, that's the plan, is to review each one of the books in the Game of Thrones universe. That you have access to them all.
It's going to be epic. It's going to be epic. Do you want to talk about it right now? We want to just get out of the way?
Let's do some voicemails first.
Oh, shit. Voicemails.
Right. Let's do some voicemails. We got a few this week. Mm-hmm. If people want to leave us a voicemail, they can go to 708-406-9546. Now, I know I just said that you can go to that. That's not a website, by the way. That is what we call a phone number in the biz.
That is not an area code which you can get into.
Yeah, there's no HTTP in front of it, so you don't have to worry about that. The number to leave a voicemail is 708-406-9546. Jim Law, which one do you want to do first?
I don't know. It's up to you. You're reading them, so let's do this shit.
Okay, so this was spam, so we get rid of that. So we get a lot of spam in this one. Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
We set up the voicemail, and now we're getting a lot of spam.
It's weird.
It's retarded. Okay.
You're handing our fucking voicemail out to, like, random street hoods. That's
I know.
Shouldn't do that.
Well, I mean, if I can get a good hookup, then fuck it. It worked. All right, so we're going to go with the 478 one.
Okay.
James. All right. Now, this is just sent a little earlier in the week, and this is the transcription that Google gives us. When somebody leaves a voicemail.
Right.
Hello, Jim, Wall, and Johnny Moreno. I was wondering if Google Voice and I understand this. Oh, hey, furlough over around. If you guys had to, like, a high-profile targets, it was me. Like, in Chic or dinner or something. Yeah, typically 3 or 4, I can James Bond or, you know, Jason Bourne 5, okay. I gotta be paid later.
This is what I love. They fuck up Law, but they totally nail Moreno. Like, what?
My favorite part about the transcription, they spell Johnny J-O-H-N-N-I-E.
Well, I know. Like, they just take it upon themselves to think that's how you'd spell it.
Mm-hmm. So that was bad. So let's hear what it actually says.
Yeah, like, we have literally not listened to this, so we have no idea what this actually says. So here we go. Hold on. I don't know why it's not playing.
Okay.
Hello, Jim Law and Johnny Moreno. I was wondering if Google Voice can understand this bullshit.
Nope.
Hey, Furlow. I was wondering, you guys had to kill, like, a high-profile target who was maybe, like, in a secret dungeon or something. You had to pick, like, 3 or 4... James Bond or, you know, Jason Bourne types. What kind of guys would you pick later?
Oh, my God. Like, what?
So many favorite things about that, by the way. First of all, he enunciated the fuck out of that, like, first sentence.
He did. And they
Google Voice still got it. It still got it wrong.
That
in
was the worst sentence they got. It was fucking ridiculous.
What am I saying? But the second favorite thing is like and chic or dinner or something. What? That's fantastic.
All right, so he wants to know if we had to tail somebody, right? Like a high-profile guy. He's going by our lists that we've been doing lately. Last week we did coaches. The week before we did what did we do the week before?
Bank robbers.
Next week we'll be doing serial killers. So he wants to know, like, who would we get to tail people?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems kind of broad, doesn't it? Like, we might have to narrow that down a little bit.
Yeah, let's narrow it down to who are we going to tail?
Well, no, I don't know. He's saying if we had to tail somebody, who would we use to tail somebody?
Oh, who would we use?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we can I don't know. We'll work on that. We'll
favorite PIs or something like that. Maybe. Like top PIs.
But then he brought up James Bond and Jason Bourne. So
yeah, that's true.
They're kind of like secret agents. No,
you just said secret Asians.
No, I did not.
Okay. I had a Google voice transcription.
Shut the fuck up, Google voice. So, I don't know. Yeah, we'll work on that. That's a good question, though. I like that. I like his roundabout way. It's not straightforward, and I kind of like it. All right.
It gives us something to think about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, the next one we're going to go to is, let's see, area code 551.
Okay.
Here it goes. It says, hey, guys, TM1, 107 p.m., C. The boy again. I have an IDF to try to with the Google text voicemail. So here we go. Hello, TV Round It. With this week, so long to get those blue anyway. He, you can relax engines on MA rental. You can laugh at, I don't know if you could go ahead and so if the anarchy.
What the fuck?
Brief bag payments on some work to do. Is Homeland possible? Blog. And if you do, and bye.
All right, listen. This is the worst one ever. Usually there's a roundabout word or something thrown in there that I kind of understand what they're talking about. I have no idea what this fucking voicemail is about. Is brief bag a real word? Because they that shit in there. Like, it's a real word.
Get that brief bag payment, dog. I didn't get what he was doing until the second line in. And then I got it.
I don't. I still don't get it. I think he might be fucking with Google Voice, but I just don't know what he's saying though at all.
He's giving it a try. Let's see what it actually is though.
Hey guys, TM1107, Pete MC's boy again. I have an idea to try to fuck with the Google text voicemail. So here we go. Oh, TV Roundup, it was on this week, so I know you're gonna spoil anyway. You can rely on Jim Law and Moreno. You can rely on Jim Law and Moreno. TV Roundup, Sons of Anarchy, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and Walking Dead.
Brief bag.
Oh man, Boston Boardwalk, Empire, TV Roundup.
Oh my god. That is fucking fantastic. I had no idea. Did you that you knew that's what it was?
The second line in, I finally picked up what it was, yeah.
Oh my god. That was fucking brilliant. That is fucking fantastic.
And oddly, it was when Google Voice Transcription says, you can relax engines on MA rental. Like somehow I knew it was you can rely on Jim Law and Moreno.
Oh my god, dude, I'm not even fucking in the same fucking
I'm a zone. Google voice whisperer, yo. I can do this. I can do this shit.
I mean, the only two words that they nailed through that whole thing were anarchy and homeland. And then that was it.
That was it.
Holy fuck.
There was Boardwalk Empire and Boston there, too. I mean, it didn't even pick that up.
Oh my god, man. That was unbelievably funny.
That was pretty awesome. All right, so so the next one is a 630 number, 630 area code.
Yeah.
And this is what it says.
Right.
We're a bench test. Jay Hollington, 32, quick message. I was just going to see if this is the end last night, and it was hands down the funniest movie I've seen in a long, long time. I'd give a solid maybe the 0.5. I've attached. Hope you guys go check it out this weekend after. Man of Steel, or maybe you saw it already. I don't know, but it is definitely worse. Heights of Emission, did Stones go see it? And then I hope to hear you guys talk about it soon. Binge, this is awesome. Go Black Auction Roundup.
Black Auction Roundup.
Dude, I could do this transcription. I'm as racist as Google Voice. I get it.
Holy fuck.
Let me get that brief bag payment, Google.
I love how you read these things. It's so great. I love how it's is what its own sentence. It's.
It's. Right. And then I hope to hear you guys talk about it soon. Binge, this is awesome. Go Black Auction Roundup.
Fucking
That's, oh my god, there's so many.
I think Google Voice is fucking with us now. I think they know what we're doing, and they want to be part of the fucking joke.
I think so too. Especially since the guy enunciated two voicemails ago, like the first sentence, and it still fucked it all up.
Fucking word by word, clearly. Oh my god. Alright, let's see what this the fuck is all about.
Alright, let's see what it actually says.
What up, BingeCast? It's Jay Howington 32. Quick message, I was just going to say, I saw This Is the End last night, and it was hands down the funniest fucking movie I've seen in a long, long time. I give it a solid, maybe 8.5 out of 10. I hope you guys go check it out this weekend after Man of Steel, or maybe you saw it already, I don't know, but it is definitely worth price of admission. Get stoned, go see it, and then I hope to hear you guys talk about it soon. BingeCast is awesome. Go Blackhawks, Moreno.
I never even made that connection. Did you know what that was?
No, I was fucking hoping against hope that he actually did say, Binge, this is awesome. Go Black Auction Roundup. There's something inherently racist about Go Black Auction Roundup.
I don't know what it
is. I don't even want to get into
it. If a black auction exists, I don't want anything to do with it.
No, as a matter of fact, prank caller. I don't want to fucking hear this shit. The FBI at my door.
Holy fuck. Oh my god.
That was fantastic.
Alright, so he saw This Is the End. Everyone that I've heard that's seen this movie is fucking loving it. I didn't have any time to go see shit this week.
No, we have the review up by Matt Withers on the Binge.
Yeah, and
media.net site.
Yeah, and we had the Man of Steel one up from Bob, and both movies. I don't know. I'm people are starting to come around on Man of Steel. At the beginning, a lot of the critics, a lot of paid critics, were kind of all over it, shitting on it. But
yeah.
I think the general audience is appreciating
it
a lot more.
Yeah, they're liking it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I do. I definitely want to see both, and I will get there at some point if I ever stop working. But that was another fucking hilarious one. These things are the greatest things ever.
Greatest things ever. Please leave us a voicemail at 708-406-9546.
Oh, fuck.
I may get drunk one night and just call and leave a voicemail.
Yeah, it's going to get to that point where we're just like, if no one calls. Jax. As what?
As Jax.
We have a packed show, sir.
It's packed. It really is.
It's jam-packed with movies and goodness of all sorts. We have one voicemail. Just one. We're very disappointed in this, people.
What the fuck is going on, anyway?
How?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good, though.
It is a very good one. It's a very good one. But still, we need more voicemails. We're going to have to start calling ourselves. And don't put that past us, because we're going to do that at some point, because we can't skip this section at any point during our podcasting careers. But we would like it to be a surprise. We'd like to get voicemails from you guys, so we don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
And, it's such a treat for us to get these voicemails, and then like during the day, during the week, and then you get the email and you read the email. It's just a bunch of horse shit, and you're like, "This is gonna be fucking so good! I can't wait to listen to it, what it actually says."
What is the number for them to call to give us voicemails? Maybe that's Binge, our problem.
Yeah, maybe that's it. The BingeCast voicemail is 1-708-406-9546. If you're calling from an office or an hotel, dial 9 first. Fuck it, die life.
Well, that is some detail right there, sir.
It's very technical, sir. Very technical. Might want to dial 9 first.
All right, there you go. There's no excuse now for you not to call us and get yourself on the BingeCast.
Right.
We got a whole bunch of movies. I think we got like 7 movies to review.
7 movies.
And we also have the 90s edition of Marry, Fuck, Kill. Now, we did the 80s edition. That's a few weeks back. If you want to go check that out, it's on iTunes somewhere. It was a lot of fun. We got in a big, big argument about Princess Leia.
Yeah.
But this edition is in the 90s. I found this one a little bit easier, John Moreno.
Yeah, me too.
And
very, very easy, in fact.
Very easy.
Very fucking easy.
Wow, because the 80s was hard. Now, we've put off the 70s because we think that's going to be very hard.
Yeah.
And so what do we do? Like, are we doing the 2000s? What are they called? The
O-O's? The aughts?
The aughts, right.
The aughts.
We could do that, or I guess yeah, we could do it in a whole bunch of different ways. We could break it down to genres. We can do like horror.
Yeah, Mary Fuck Kill for horror or comedy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. So I don't know. Leave us a voicemail with a suggestion.
With a lot of words in there.
Yeah.
That we don't, that Google transcript won't understand.
If you speak another language, that'd be fun too.
It'd be a lot of fun. All right, so what do you want to do? You want to do the voicemail first?
Yeah, let's do the voicemail first.
It's always a lot of fun. All right, let's. You go ahead. You read this voicemail. This is if this is your first time listening, Google Voice does a transcription of every voicemail that we get, and they suck.
They're really, really bad at it. They're horrible, horrible, horrible at it.
And then, of course, we'll play the voicemail after just to actually see what the caller says. But please, if you will, Joe DiMarano.
All right. Let's see. We got this about 4 days ago, and it starts off this way. Let me take a little liquid courage here. I don't know why I need courage for this, but here we go. Vodka tonic. Hey, guys. It's Steve Slowly. I go to see at the bullying ring last week. Hey. S.
Hold on.
It's just a letter S.
S is just a sentence.
Yeah, it's just a letter S. S, period. Okay, here we go. It's pretty east. I listen well. May need like with him and tell European music. But, yeah, that's all the characters for real. And Earhart stands to be around. So I'm heading to kind of hard to watch. Maybe check it out. If you have time. Also, a friend of mine got to see a test screen of Spike Lee's Old Boy remake.
They nailed that one.
They fucking nailed that one. Okay. You said a really good, very faithful to the original. Josh Brolin is there. You Go to the Folsom is good. Same day actually shows up as the dude wash and video cameras and Michael P. Really please. Old voice friends and trouble copy for some reason. Does it with the British accents that it is south. Africa and Butt Daddy said, very good. If you like yours, I'll probably like this one. Hi, you guys later. Right.
We were so impressed that they nailed that one sentence, and the next sentence is the longest, most fucking ridiculous thing ever.
It got Josh Brolin. Know who the fuck Josh Brolin was. But I don't know what shows up as the dude wash means.
Shows up as the dude wash.
Shows up as the dude wash. It is south.
I like how you're starting to get like a little bit of fucking characterization.
I'm really getting into character with these. Google Voice is just like, hey guys, it's Steve Slowly. I got to see at the bullying ring last week. Hey. S.
Oh my god. Oh, these are fantastic. All right. We have no idea who this is from.
Okay, let's think about this. So we know it's about the Old Boy remake. It sounds like it was very good. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's pretty faithful to the original. Josh Brolin is there.
Mm-hmm.
Once it goes into the Folsom is good, same day actually shows up as the dude wash and video cameras and Michael P. I don't know what the fuck it's talking about. It is South Africa and Butt Daddy. What? Get it together, Google Voice.
All right, we gotta find out who this is from.
All right.
Oh God, so funny.
Hey guys, it's D Sloy.
D Sloy.
I got to see the bling ring last week.
Bling ring.
I mean, I guess it's pretty stylish and well made, like the cinematography and music, but. To be honest, all the characters are real bitches, and they're hard to stand to be around. So that makes it kind of hard to watch. Maybe check it out if you have time. Also, a friend of mine got to see a touchscreen of Spike Lee's Old Boy remake.
Mm-hmm. We're with you there.
Perfect.
He said it was really good, very faithful to the original. Josh Brolin is very good. Elizabeth Olsen is good. Sam Jackson shows up as the dude watching the video cameras, and Michael Imperioli plays Old Boy's friend, and Charlton Copley for some reason does it with a British accent instead of his native self, African, but yeah, he said, very good. If you liked the original, you'll probably like this one.
Okay. How come they can how come they can say old boy one time, but they don't get it the next time? I don't understand.
I literally did hear African and Butt Daddy said very good if you like yours. I did hear that. I really did hear that. I think Google Voice nailed that one.
Oh my god. What else we gotta do today? Oh, we gotta fucking boatload of Google Voices.
Oh, so last week on last week's podcast, we talked about how you know, we've been doing this whole Google Voice thing, and people have been calling in. It's been great. It's been hilarious. And last week, we only got one.
Yeah, one.
And we kind of chastised the people, like, okay, well, this segment's going to go away if people aren't going to call. And if it has to get to the point, and we said this, if it has to get to the point that you and I get drunk and call up our own voicemail and leave messages, we'll do that. We had quite a few voicemails this week.
We did, sir.
Now, a couple of them weren't transcribed for some one reason or another, but they were voicemails and they were pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ones are just so ridiculous.
It's surprising every time we open one of these up.
It's just who the fuck works for them?
I don't know, dude.
Is it the tiny little alien from Independence Day? Is it the little Ermagerr? There's some Ermagerr with the radar, sir. What?
I mean, even if it's just like, if there's no human contact within this program, whatever, it's just a program, whoever made the program still sucks dick. Like, he's
yeah,
just
absolutely.
Horrible.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Where are we starting? You got to tell me where we're starting so I can go.
Yeah, let's start. So we're going to start. This is from a few days ago.
Okay.
And this is from unknown caller.
Oh, okay.
Somebody doesn't want to give their phone number out. Hey, relax. We don't want to call you either, bitch. We should probably read this first.
We're not going to call you back.
But this is from an unknown caller, and this is what he says. Hey, what's up, residents in the stairs? And I'll try some right here. See if to Google can translate you guys talking theirs already within the part. And then your favorite part every single time, S. just the letter S.
There's no way that showed up again.
Just the letter S. Okay. Yeah. S. Right now on That Works at 60, we are doing okay. Do you know for your and Lou? This is exactly your doing Independence Day. I don't know how it is very weird that we find out what. So we're safe. And I was in the Independence Day. No Monday. Came in that day. Wanted to have one candidate. You can't. I can't. You can't even say Canada Day wasn't. You can play. I worked out. So that was from unknown caller. Now, you and I have our theories that this is dude from the stairs, our old friend.
Yes.
And I agree. Yeah, yeah. I think it is. But let's see what he actually says in the Google voicemail. All
right, here we go.
Dude from the stairs, I'm gonna try something right here. See if Google can translate you guys talking. Here you go, ready?
Oh.
Listen to the podcast right now on that work. So check this out.
Moving along, we are doing a commentary. We'll be doing it tomorrow, and it'll be up for your Independence Day, John Ronald. Because we are doing Independence Day.
Wow,
that is very weird that we that timed out like that.
What?
That is so weird.
Is it Canadian's Independence Day?
No, Monday is Canada Day.
What is that? What is Canada Day? You can't even say it. Canada Day. What does that mean?
That worked out.
Wow. We had no idea that we were going to get Inception played on us right now.
We just
fucking talked about that.
We did.
That is fucking weird.
We just got incepted by fucking dude from the stairs.
Oh my god, that is fucking weird. I'm freaked out right now. We just talked about doing a commentary over a commentary, and dude from the stairs is like, "Bitch, I beat you. I beat you. I'm incepting you right now.
I call your inception and incept your ass.
I call you Ermagard and I raise you Ermagard.
It'll never end.
Oh Jesus! Thank you, dude from the stairs.
That is fantastic. That was another great idea. I love how everyone's getting fucking like, you know,
they're getting creative.
Yeah,
with it.
Creative with it. Let's see what we can do to fuck with this program.
Yeah, TM fucking sang it.
Yeah,
he sang a sounder in it.
Oh fuck!
And by the way, if anybody wants to give us a call and leave us said voicemail, they can call us at 1-708-406-9546.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, so this next one comes from also a couple days ago. It's a 773 number.
Okay.
Local to Chicago. So here we goes. Hey, guys, it's Destroy again. I just got out of it and screening of The Lone Ranger. Hey, I think it was as bad as some people are making it out to be.
Whoa.
Hey, it's a much what you expected sight. Pretty. Let's just Price of the Caribbean, except for the Old West. Hi, my name is Devin. Bad about it. But there's a guy. It's pretty easy, except for the... Oh, hold on. It's pretty easy for here, Bolin Standard. So, I mean. Unfortunately, it's not that great. But, sir, so I got your, like, decent performances and some good action scenes. But... Not much else. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay. There's snippets there that they kind of got. I think DeSoy was trying to play that nice and perfect for him. A couple of sentences. They nailed a couple sentences. Well, I don't know, actually. We'll have to listen, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I have to listen. But some of them sounds okay. Let's hear what he actually had to say.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we got a Lone Ranger review out of this anyways. All right.
Hey guys, it's DeSoy again. I just got out of a fan screening of The Lone Ranger. I didn't think it was as bad as some people are making it out to be.
Pretty much what you
expect. It's like pretty much just Pirates of the Caribbean except in the Old West.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing bad about it, but at the same time, it's pretty forgettable and standard. So, I mean, unfortunately, it's not that great, but it's still got, like, decent performances and some good action scenes, but not much else. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, see? What?
Just completely perplexed by this. I mean, and this transcription makes it seem like fucking Lone Ranger is a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we hear DeSoy talk about it, and he's like, hey, it's not as bad as people are making it out to be, but then later on he's like, it's actually not that great.
It's literally, I don't know how exactly he felt about it, but if you look at the first sentence that Google Voice transcribed for us, it was,
yeah.
I think it was as bad as some people are making it out to be, but the sentence it actually is... It's not as bad.
It's not as bad. Right.
To me, so Google Voice would not be a good movie reviewer.
No, they suck already. You know, the sad thing is, we're not on Rotten Tomatoes. Google Voice is probably on Rotten Tomatoes.
He probably is.
Let's really take it on. All right, so the next Google Voice voicemail that we have is a 478 area code number.
Okay.
And it goes a little something like this. It was a very funny Google Voice try to tackle some of the top on the lines for movies. So here we go. Frankly, my dear, I don't get it in. I'm going to make a runoff. I can't refuse. Go ahead. Make my day. May the force be with you. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be about tonight. You talking to me? All right. Later.
Here we go. Another experiment.
All right. Let's do this.
Hey boys, I thought it'd be funny if Google Voice tried to tackle some of the top 100 lines from movies. So here we go.
Yep.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I'm gonna make an offer you can't refuse.
Make a runoff.
Make my day.
He does it in the voices. I love it.
May the force be with you. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. You talking to me? Alright, later.
It got a couple of them, but it matched some of them together, right?
It was funny to read it, and I kind of knew some of the lines there, of course.
Yeah.
May the Force be with you, I'm not really familiar with that one. But like his reading of the lines were really good. Like you said, right? Like he acted them out.
Yeah, he's doing it.
And I appreciate that shit.
Uh-huh.
That was fucking pretty good.
But like I like the end one. Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a boat tonight. You talking to me, all right? That's all one sentence.
Later.
Later.
Later, bitch. another experiment, like you said, right? Yeah. Like, that's the shit. Like, people are just, like, fucking with Google Voice now.
I love it.
It's awesome. Okay. So the next one we have came from this past week from a 708 number. Mm. 708 number. You got it?
I'm looking. Go ahead, though. Yeah,
I got okay. All right. 708 number from a few days ago, and then here we go. What's up, fellas? Wake up call, and for the first time and on his new name and number. Love and what you guys are going with the new site. Keep that shit go. It's a quick things. This is Dan. Ridiculous. We're only definitely is going to require multiple viewings before I was left. But that, them hard. I definitely missed the details. If you guys had checked out yet, make sure you do so as soon as possible.
What the fuck?
Second thing is a quick question for you guys, which I think Wall may be able to. I should do this as Jesse Pinkman. Answer more at Ray only because he is not lost. Dexter. Yeah, the revival. We're having this discussion network about to what is the people and who would be better at finding a chilling than the other one. Basically, we're having an argument between Eisenberg and Dexter, not destroy, but Eisenberg. So, who would be the better? Hunter? I guess if you will, just the argument that we've been having, so if you could pick somebody that need to get a job done. Somebody found somebody, knock off to go with facts. We can't go with Eisenberg. That's it. Talk to you fellas later. Peace.
Once again, it's just like, how do they get a word like fellas that they nail that word? But
I will talk to you fellas later. Yeah, they totally got that one.
But they fuck up 90% of everything else. Unbelievable. This is a long one, man. And they just
This is a long one. Here's the thing, too. Like with these voice transcriptions, when the email comes in, like they highlight certain words.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. Like
Is it the Google Voices thing? Like, hey, I'm cocky about this. We're highlighting this. We definitely got these words.
I was thinking it was maybe they don't know what it is, but I like your idea better. That's like, oh, this is what it says, bitch.
All right, so let's see what 708 number said about what he actually said about this Google Voice transcript, whatever the fuck this is.
What's up, fellas? It's your boy Cupka calling. First time under this new name and number. Loving what you guys are doing with the new site. Keep that
really
shit
is
going.
Jesse.
Two quick things. This is the end. Fucking ridiculously funny. Definitely is going to require multiple viewings because I was left so goddamn hard. I definitely missed a few jokes. If you guys haven't checked it out yet, make sure you do so as soon as possible. Second thing is a quick question for you guys, which I think Law may be able to answer more aptly than Moreno, only because he has not watched Dexter. Neither have I, but we were having this discussion at work about two different people and who would be better at finding and killing the other one. Basically, we're having an argument between Heisenberg and Dexter. Not Mr. White, but Heisenberg. So, who would be the better hunter, I guess, if you will, is the argument that we've been having. So, if you had to pick somebody that needed to get a job done, somebody found, somebody knocked off, would you go with Dexter or would you go with Heisenberg? That's it. I will talk to you fellas later. Peace.
Just nailed it at the end there. Oh. That's fucking great.
That's an interesting question, though.
It is, but you know what I noticed during Kupka's voicemail? They don't even try to translate swear words, like fucking. Fucking was very crisp and loudly, clearly said by Kupka.
Right.
It doesn't even give anything for it. So I guess if they know it's a swear word, they just kind of skip it. Because it was like, this is the end, and then he said, fucking ridiculous... how funny it is or something like that. And it doesn't even try to fucking transcribe fucking. That's it.
That's true.
All right. As for the question, wow. I mean, Kupka said he doesn't watch Dexter. You don't really watch Dexter. You're just trying to get into it because we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge fan of Dexter anymore. But let's make this real, real clear.
Okay.
If this is the question, who would be able to find who first and kill them? Before Heisenberg even got out of his house, he'd be dead.
I think so, too.
Okay.
the little that I know about it, I mean, he'd be dead.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, first of all, Heisenberg, if you're saying not Mr. White, I don't even really know what Heisenberg's like because he doesn't exist and he's a...
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, at the end of the day, he's Mr. White, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just a school teacher. I mean... We've been watching Breaking Bad because we're going to get caught up because we're going to start doing recaps and stuff on the podcast. But he's still, like, even, you know, fifth season deep, he's still, like, Mr. White in a lot of ways.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And, like, he's letting his guard down in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got to go with Dexter on this one.
All right. Okay, before we move on, let's just talk about that for a minute. We were going to do Dexter commentaries. After some thought, there's a lot of good shit coming on TV right now. Not a lot of great shit, but Luther's coming back.
Right.
This fucking other show that people have been telling us to watch, I actually did watch.
The Ray Donovan one?
Yeah, Ray Donovan. That started. I don't know if you want to start watching that, but I would.
Okay. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Okay, cool.
And instead of dedicating our TV Roundup binge cast just to the Dexter commentary, we're going to talk about Dexter, but we're going to talk about Luther, and we're going to talk about some other shit, too. So we're going to just do a normal TV Roundup binge cast instead of just one dedicated to Dexter. Because, to be honest, even the first episode, I'm in a state of hate for Dexter in the last season. So... You know, I don't know. I don't want to do a commentary and just have me fucking cut it up every time.
Yeah, it's just going to be all negative and everything. So,
I hear you. Let's talk about it, and we'll mix it in. Just like we used to do the old TV Roundup on the old show, we're just going to do our own show for that. So this week sometime we'll post that, and we'll talk about Luther, which was... Oh. Now, you watched Luther, right?
Phenomenal, dude.
Dude.
I was so fucking happy to watch. Like, it came at a time where... It's just like, I'll throw on Luther. Like, I forgot about Luther, but then they upped it in so many fucking ways.
Dude, they don't do the last time on Luther thing, which really hurt me at the beginning, because I did not remember anything.
Me too.
I was just like, this has been like 2 fucking years since I watched a show. Like, how could they not tell us what's going on? But literally, after that first scene, he's like, I'm going home, I'll do the report tomorrow, blah. The next scene is like an entirely brand new fucking storyline, and it's awesome. Everything about this show is fucking spot on in this first episode, man. I can't wait to talk about it. I fucking love Luther.
Yeah, Luther is fucking phenomenal.
Oh, wait. All right, so back to fucking Google Voice.
Yeah, back to Google Voice.
Thanks, Kupka. Thanks for the question.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Kupka. We will...
Hey, pay attention.
You pay attention. How about that?
Get your dog out of your lap.
So the next one is the 551 number.
551, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, another long one.
Yeah, another long one. And this is pretty heavy. Okay, so here we go. This is another Google Voice message that we got this past week.
Nice.
Bingecast, what's going on? This is TM1107 calling in. Oh, Jesus, this is getting really bad. A voicemail way podcast, heard it this afternoon. Holy shit, that was difficult. I want to throw in a quick marry at all. I would totally marry. We can. Cooper, I'm all over that with you. Marina, Jesus, Spock, the lease. I'm totally starting here. I would bag three different girls. Jennifer Aniston from Friends. A-list of Milano from anything. She is easily my favorite. And I would actually throw Aline from Seinfeld. Also in there.
Aline.
UNTV with Winnie. Cooper. So I want to keep that the invalid and killed, no doubt about it. Elise. Yes. Over. Stone from Clueless. Jeff Murder. I can't stand the batch couple of fun facts four.
Oh my god.
That impact. what is that? The
impendence?
The impendence of that. S-O-8, center, you sent, and he played every, and shipment. What the fuck? On that. As well as some locals local instruments, and he played the guitar and drums, and we're not on that, so you know. And one other fact, I don't need cigarettes, and I don't smoke them. Really weird sentence. Okay, we're going up. That is a really... You are projecting, TM. I don't know what's going on. There's all kinds of stuff going on in that sentence. All right, going back to it. And just to go back to the one sentence before. On that, as well as some locals' local instruments, and he played the guitar and drums, and we're not on that. So, you know, and one other fact, I don't need cigarettes, and I don't smoke them. But I'm definitely hoarse to be in the night from possibly smoking other things and screaming at the top of my lungs drunk, so you got that car right in last week's podcast, couple founders coming your way. And I'll talk to you guys are doing a Dexter commentary. I'm going to try to do the sound of for that right now. So stay tuned. Looking forward to the t-shirts. And when you're coming to New York, let's do this later.
Let's do this later.
Let's do this later then.
At the end.
TM, it went off in this Google transcription.
He was
like a crazy he was like a crazy ex-girlfriend at like 3 a.m. just talking about guitars and like I don't smoke cigarettes, but I smoke other things, and I was yelling and do a commentary, and we'll see you.
Oh my god.
All right.
That was difficult just to listen to, let alone read. I don't even
know. To this day, that one was the most difficult one to get through for some reason. And I have no idea why.
I want to know what he's talking about.
All right. Let's see what he's talking about.
Aline.
Aline. All right. Let's see.
BingeCast. What's going on? This is TM1107 calling in. Blue voicemail. Great podcast. Heard it this afternoon. I want to throw in a quick marry, fuck, kill. I would totally marry Winnie Cooper. I'm all over that one with you, Moreno. Jesus. fuck. At least, I'm totally stuttering here. I would bang three different girls. Jennifer Aniston from Friends. Mm. Alyssa Milano from Anything. She's easily my favorite. And I would actually throw Elaine from Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
UNTV with Winnie Cooper, so I want to keep that theme going. And kill, no doubt about it, Alicia Silverstone from Clueless. Just murder. I can't stand the bitch. A couple fun facts for me and PMC. That SOA sounder he sent in, he played every instrument on that, as well as some vocals,
vocal
instruments, and he played the guitar and the drums and whatnot on that, so you know. And one other fact, I don't eat cigarettes, and I don't smoke them, but I'm definitely hoarse at the end of the night from possibly smoking other things and screaming at the top of my lungs drunk. Mm. I got that part right in last week's podcast.
Not judging.
A couple of sounders coming your way, and I'm pumped you guys are doing a Dexter commentary. I'm going to try to do a sounder.
Oh, wait. Oh, spoiler alert, TM.
Stay tuned. Looking forward to the t-shirts, and when are you coming to New York? Let's do this later.
Let's do this later. You got that one.
What are the chances we just say that we're not going to do a fucking Dexter commentary? And TM's just like, can't wait for the Dexter commentary.
The voicemails are like totally killing our shit right now. We had the Inception one earlier, and now we got this one. Sorry, dude. We're not doing it. We're not doing it.
I love how, now this is interesting. The sentence, this was a sentence from Google Voice. I don't need cigarettes, which kind of makes sense. But TM actually said, I don't eat cigarettes.
I don't eat cigarettes.
So it's like TM was the fucked up one in this scenario.
That's fucking awesome.
Google Voice like fucking corrected him.
All right, actually, this voicemail brought up something too that I thought about even before hearing it. That I thought about listening to last week's podcast. The one fuck/kill person I would throw in there,
mm-hmm.
Alicia Silverstone from Crush.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was totally fucking hot in that, but then you wanted to kill her and stuff.
At the very least, Alicia Silverstone from the fucking Aerosmith video.
Yeah.
Right? She's really hot in that.
Really hot in that.
Okay, now this takes my theory out the window, too, because it did try to translate the word fuck in this one. They translated it to Spock. So I don't know what's going on with them.
I have no idea what's going on with that.
You think Google Transcript, if that's his real name, is sitting in the back and he's like, did he say Spock or fuck?
Did he put Spock in there? We're gonna go with Spock. Totally gonna go with Spock. That's fantastic.
That is a fucking fantastic voicemail. Thank you, TM. So what he was saying there was that Sons of Anarchy sounder that we played last week, I believe. On the original BingeCast, the Monday BingeCast.
Yeah.
PNMC played all the instruments himself. Wow.
That's amazing. Because I was listening back and I was like, oh, you know, that's a live band. It's not, he didn't pull like a karaoke track or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I've looked up that song, mm-hmm. like, it's a completely different guitar tuning, so kudos to fucking PMC. I mean, he worked that whole thing out. Worked that fucking whole thing out, and maybe, it was phenomenal.
Maybe we should play that right now.
Yeah, but just play it right now for everybody. Bond dude is well.
Here it is.
Sons of Anarchy, commentary, John and Jim will walk through it. Week by week, SOA. On the bench, podcast, Jax versus Clay. Sons of Anarchy, commentary
for the club.
Wow, that is that.
And they just gave a little shout out there.
That just turned into something special right there.
That's very special.
Didn't even realize that. Wow,
I love that, man. I love that, man.
We got a couple new sounders. Maybe we'll play them after we're done this too.
Yeah.
Do we have more of these? Is there any more?
Yeah, we do. We got another one here. All
right.
Also from this past week, once again, people totally showing up for this, right? Like. Yeah. We called people out like, hey, fuck you guys. You don't want to call in anymore. Fuck you. And then they did. They came out in droves.
Yes.
And what they did, Jim Law, was they called 708-406-9546.
Subtle.
Right? All right. So the next one is a 585 number from just this past week.
Okay.
And it goes like this. This one seems batshit crazy. I think I need another little gin and tonic.
Short kiddage.
What? Jim Law, Jim Lines 90. Moran, oh, hold of your. Oh, Jesus, this is getting really, really, really difficult. I'm going to start off. Can I get a take two? Can I get another run through?
And go.
Okay. What? Jim Lines 90. Moran, oh, hold of you, hear my voice, long time no listed. It is your boy, so mostly New York. The main point of Greatly Laurie, the Dan one, back in the building, that is the job.
Oh my God.
Still, buying to do if I could not. But the logo by the blue jeans in it. But I heard you guys got a new big. I don't legislation, and if you would like to talk about, hey, see no boys astray, Liz lately.
Liz lately?
What? Okay. But I did see one of Boris Will of 2030 so far. This plague's called at ABC of that.
Oh, my God.
If I don't answer, obviously that'd be the agent. It's all of that out.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. At this point, I don't even know if this is to us.
I don't know what's going on.
This might be a spam thing we're reading.
It says Jim Lines, though.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so continuing. Obviously, that'd be agent. It's all of that out. But he got all these delivered, too. So small world, does he? 35 minutes yourself a good guide. M letter, and I got to do a short about it. In Chicago at the agency of 4 Year Monthly at Sport 90 at hand. Viral on Abel's at movie was the dash it was real ass. I was calling to check in. They got keep it up. If you wouldn't be show or no, good luck with all that, man. Later, him up.
So much awesomeness in this thing.
That was a... I should get paid double time for reading that, Jeff.
That was amazing. You didn't even fuck up once. The dash, it was real ass.
The dash, it was real ass.
Later, him up.
Later, him up.
I gotta know.
I don't legislation.
I have no idea about what any of this is about. I just know it says what? Jim Law and Moreno. That's all I know. Here we go.
What up, Jim Law and Johnny Moreno? Hope you can hear my voice. Long time no listen. And it's your boy from upstate New York, the man who coined the phrase Negroid.
Yes.
DJ Allen One back in the building. Glad to see that y'all still fighting a good fight, because I thought y'all two fuckers broke up like the Fugees and shit. But I heard you guys got a new gig, got your own shit. Yes. Congratulations. Ain't got too much to talk about. Ain't seen no bullshit ass trailers lately. But I did see one of the worst films of 2013 so far. This flick called The ABCs of Death. It's like a fucking anthology flick, like that VHS shit. It's all the letters of the alphabet. They got all these different directors from all over the world. It does these 3 to 5 minute shorts. They all pick a goddamn letter, and they gotta do a short about it. They should call that The ABCs of Born Your Monkey Ass for 90 goddamn minutes. Whatever long that bullshit ass movie was. But that shit was real fucking ass. I just wanted to call to check in. They gotta keep it up. I keep listening to y'all's show, and good luck with all that, man. Later. Fuck it, I'm out.
Oh my god! That's DJ Allen One, right?
DJ Allen One, one of our favorite voicemails.
One of our favorite voicemails, even before the days, people, of Google voicemail transcriptions.
Yeah.
DJ Allen One was a classic on the old show. Yeah. He was a classic voicemail. He would call us up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, like, I am wasted off my ass. I'm watching a fucking movie, and this is shit. And I'm just letting you know, don't watch it, but also I'm saying what's up. And he would just go on and on and on, and he's the fucking best. I want him to call all the time.
Now, were you paying attention, the dash, it was real ass? Like, I don't. What was it? What did he say?
He said that shit was real ass.
Oh, okay.
Because he hated the movie, ABC's of Death.
And later, him up is later, I'm out.
So. No, he said later, oh. Him up.
This was, he swore so much in that voicemail. I think that's why this is unreadable. You just read the unreadable. That's what I'm saying to you.
It was perfect.
Oh, DJ Allen One's fantastic.
I almost want to do it again, but then I realized I could just listen back to it.
This is true. Yeah.
That was the last transcription.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was the last one. We have two more, but they're just straight voicemails, and we appreciate those, of course. One from Emo Kev, one from Pete MC.
Play these? Where are these?
Yeah, play them. The first one is it's all the way at the top. It's a 724 number.
This is okay. This was
I believe it's Pete MC.
Now, what did PMC do wrong?
Let's see what he did wrong.
Hey guys, this is Emo Kev.
That's Emo Kev, yeah.
Binge cast.
awesome as usual. I really love the new site. Love everything you guys got going on. Real excited about the future of it. Second of all, fuck Google. Third of all, just want to talk to you guys about your latest Mary Fuck Kill. Totally agree with Moreno's pick of Topanga. I think it could be interchangeable with Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, nice one. Nice. Nice.
Future Mary Fuck Kill ideas, maybe a Game of Thrones edition. I think that could be really funny.
Ooh.
The Purge, first of all, tell me what you really think about that.
The Bells.
Saw the movie, I thought it was a piece of shit as well. Was really excited about it, completely disappointed. Kind of like the way I thought about stepping on the Matrix 2. Idea for the Purge sequel, which is inevitable to come. Hopefully they go back to the first Purge. I think that could be interesting to see how it all started and maybe, you know, give us more reasoning why they did it. Second, This Is the End, saw that. Thought it was really good. I don't think it's as good as everybody's making it out to be. I'd like to know your guys' thoughts on that. I think it was funny. I think it was a little self-indulgent. Could have been about 20 minutes shorter and been a lot funnier at that point. I don't think this movie's going to have the legs. I don't see us watching this movie, you know, every year, two or three years down the road like we do with some of our, you know, favorite comedies. That's all I got. Hopefully Google Translator doesn't fuck this up. You guys have a good day.
You have no idea. Spoiler alert. Another spoiler alert.
Hey, where are the shirts?
Another spoiler alert. I hope Google Transcript doesn't fuck this up. I'm sorry, dude, but it totally fucked it up. It didn't even give us one. It didn't fuck it up. It just refused to give us one. That's a third one.
All right.
That's the third one in this whole fucking segment.
So that was Emo Kev. Surprisingly, the first... Well, I guess he wasn't too negative about it, but This Is the End. The first not balls out fucking love for This Is the End.
Yeah, I kind of see what he's saying. Like, obviously, I haven't seen the movie yet.
Why not? You said you're going to see it 2 weeks ago.
I'm
going to
go see it this week. All right? Sure. Very busy. Mm-hmm. It was America Day, and I had a podcast to do. All right, so give me a break. But I kind of, like I said, you know, haven't seen it yet. But I kind of see what he's saying, that it could be self-indulgent just because everybody's playing themselves. And but also I figure that if you're going to be in a movie playing yourself, you're going to hype up, you know, certain personality traits or whatever. Right. You know what I mean? You're just whatever. So and it seems like, you know, like when people play themselves in fucking movies and Hollywood movies, it seems really like insular. You know what I mean? Like, it seems exclusionary. It seems like, oh, look at us. Like, it's really self-indulgent, like he said. You
right,
know,
right. Mm-hmm.
We're doing this thing for ourselves. It's a whole in-joke that the rest of the population is going to get. But, like, everybody I talk to fucking love the movie. So,
yeah.
But I see what he's saying about it.
All right. What about his idea for the Purge sequel being about the very first Purge?
That could be good, man. That could be good. I like that idea. A lot of ideas there.
The key word there is that could be good.
It could be good.
This movie, the original Purge, The Purge, that could that, have been good.
That could have been good. I agree. It could have been good.
So, I don't know. Yeah. Just get a new, get some fresh eyes on it. Get a nice, fresh director that says, hey, I could do this a lot better than it's been done. That's what I
mean. Yeah. You'd be like a Walking Dead thing, like The Rise of the Purge.
You know, I'm not saying go over the top, but if Fincher's available, see what he's got for...
Yeah, see what fucking Fincher's got.
Imagine a Fincher Purge movie. Oh, my God. All right. Is the other untranscribable one a 201 number?
201, yeah. That's the Pete MC one.
All right, let's see what Pete MC...
Thanks, Emo Kev.
And then we'll play a couple new sounders.
I think it's the fact that Emo Kev said... I don't even know if Google Voice is going to play this. I think that's what made him not get transcribed.
Google Voice got bitchy. He's like, oh.
Yeah.
You want to bring me into this shit?
Right, right. Yeah, like, just fucking condescend me, speak in Spanish, play other audio. Also, just act like an asshole and say different movie lines in it. And just be a general asshole to it. And then Google Voice is like, okay. But don't fucking chastise me though.
I don't understand. This is the third one. The one we're about to play is the third one. You, like you said, that we haven't been able, or Google Voice hasn't been able to transcribe. And yet, was it, who was it that did the put our voices on it. Who was that?
Oh, that was Dude from the Stairs.
Dude from the Stairs. Literally played audio from his computer, and that worked. But these guys are just calling, and it's just not working. Like, I don't know what they're doing wrong.
Emo Kev, I don't know what to tell you, son. And Pete MC, I mean, you actually sent Saunders to us, and you left voicemails for us, but this one, I'm not sure. So let's see what Pete MC's all about.
The game is we got to find out what they did wrong in their voicemail.
So what did Emo Kev do wrong? He called them out.
Yeah, right? he called them out.
Yeah, he called Google Voice out.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what Pete MC. We're not really.
Hey, Moreno, it's Pete MC. Just wanted to say that I'm glad you guys like the Sounders. Definitely like making them.
Mm-hmm.
Love making them.
Sucking his own
dick. Definitely cool that you guys play them and love them as much as I love making them. So I just finished listening to the new show. The Purge Review Show, which was hysterical because I hated it as much as you guys did. I couldn't stand that fucking movie. I like how the group outside just waits until, like, whenever to tear down the house when they could just go in and tear it down as soon as they get there and get the black guy because it's the Purge and there's no crime. For some reason, there's
great
some
point.
Some kind of rule.
It's a great point.
Oh, it's terrible. Hated it. I also saw This Is the End.
Oh,
I honestly thought it was going to be a lot funnier than I hoped it would be. There was a lot of Michael Cera jokes in the beginning, but I don't like him, so all those jokes fell flat. And the end was fucking terrible. I mean, like, wherever, I don't want to spoil anything, but, like, when they get to where they need to go, it just fucking falls flat. It ruins the whole movie for me, the whole ending.
I already know what he did wrong.
Jamal, I think you should check out Epic. I saw that. I like that. That was really cool. I saw that in 3D, except that was like $28 for me and my chick, so that kind of blew. But Epic was kind of a cool flick. And what else? I think you guys should do. I don't want to tell you what to do, obviously. And I'm talking long for Google Voice. That stupid bitch that can't fucking talk
right. We're seeing it now.
I would love another drinking game commentary, because my girl and I, we do drinking games. And we did the Lord of the Rings one. That shit was hysterical. Oh, and she loves the show, by the way. So
nice.
Definitely keep up the show. Keep up the commentaries. I love it. You guys are great. Come to New York, or else I'm going to have to drive my ass to... Chicago.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Right. I dare you.
Have a good job. I'll see you later. Peace.
Okay, first of all, I don't, like, being serious about it, that was one of our clearest emails we've ever got. Like, I don't understand how that was not transcribed. He called out Google Voice, right?
Called out Google Voice, yeah.
I thought it was because Google Voice was a huge Michael Cera fan. That was my first thought. And now he even called her... a bitch. He called her a bitch. Talking about Google Voice.
Awful.
That is going to get you untranscribed, my friend. PMC, thanks, man. But there you go. Again, another guy that wasn't totally in love with This Is the End. Everyone in the world has seen this movie but us. So it's nice to hear from everybody about This Is the End. And I do want to see Epic, PMC. Definitely going to fit that in somewhere. All right. Holy fuck. And now we have both seen it, right?
Yep.
And we're ready to fucking deliver the goods. We also have an absolute fucking shitload of voicemails, and I cannot thank the listeners enough for this. This is fucking getting fantastic.
Seriously, I mean, you guys are just fucking the best. Like, it's the best. You're the best. you guys call up, you guys do different things, and once again, just to follow up from last week... We 2 weeks in a row, we got phenomenal voicemails.
And I see, like, just looking at them, just grazing over them like I do. As soon as I get the voicemail email, I look at what it is. And it looks like there's been some experiments done.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. I love the experiments.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, dude, we also got a kind of a topic. We've been doing our top five kind of picks here and there throughout the podcast.
Yes.
We haven't done it in a couple weeks, but we're going to get back to it tonight. Steve Dublow.
Fucking Steve.
Steve Dublow. He gave us this little list. He said, list idea. Top five tough guys, almost like an ensemble team, like Oceans or Italian Job, but only tough guys. So
only tough guys.
So we did it this way. I texted you. I said, look,
we're going to fight.
We're going to fight.
We're going to fight.
Pick the five fucking guys that you're going to bring with you. No weapons, you know.
the siren in the background. On cue. I orchestrated this. This is Truman Show shit right now.
So we got our, like Murano and I are going to fight. This is how it's going to lay down. Murano and I are going to meet into a fucking field, into a park, and we're going to fight. Mm-hmm. And we're going to bring the five toughest fucking guys we can find through movies to bring with us. And that's going to be our fight. So that's going to be our top five list for today.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to start with? Are we going to do the Google Voices?
Yeah, we got to start off with the Google Voices.
All right, let's do this shit.
All right.
Let me get these fucking ready. Tell me which one we're going to do first, and I'll get it ready.
All right. So first thing is first. Let me just get all the Google voicemails set up. Okay, got them. And, you know, if... Now, how people get to Google Voice.
Yes. Yes.
Is they have to call 708-406-9546. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people call in. Google Voice as a service transcribes it and sends you an email. Like, hey, this is the voicemail. Check out this voicemail. Mm-hmm. You'll check it out. You'll listen to it later. But in the meantime, read it. Now, if we are doing anything... as serious as a podcast, like what if we are like a mom and pop doctor service, and like somebody was just like, "Hey, I got the clap. My dick is fucking bleeding jizz right now."
But it was like, down.
Yeah, it would say something like, "Hey, my dick has a cap, and it's bleeding cubby blue." It's like, what? That doesn't make sense. Google Voice. So that's what Google Voice does. They fuck everything up.
It really does.
So I think the first one comes from it comes from the 478 number.
478. Hold on. Okay. Okay.
4 days ago.
Got it.
I am very interested in this because I don't know what it goes. I don't know what it is. So here it goes. mother, 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 mother. Rizzo acknowledge. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, no witch. Witch. Smoking weak, doing coke, drinking beers. Roland, daddy, smoke involved. This was left with some of the book, Roland lots of smoke and lots. Jim Law, I get a pretty good feeling of what this is.
Is it a song? What is it?
It's a movie reference.
A movie reference.
It's, okay. It's a song, but it's in a movie.
Okay.
Well, all right, so let's actually see. I have a very good, I think it's a Kevin Smith related thing, but let's see what it actually is.
Okay, here we go.
Motherfucker. Noise. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Noise. Smoking weed, doing coke. Drinking beers. Rolling fatty, smoking blunts. Who smokes blunts? We smokes blunts. Rolling blunts and smoking blunts.
Okay.
Completely.
So I was right. I was right on that.
You completely nailed that.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
I love how noise turns into witch. I have no idea who that was from.
He never left his name.
No, I love it, though. I love that he didn't leave his name. It was fantastic.
So maybe he'll send us a voicemail and be like, I'm 478, dog. What's up? Area code 478. So the next Google voicemail comes from area code 513.
Uh-huh.
You got that one?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Here it goes. Hey, Iz. I was listening to show this week, and it got me thinking maybe it was done. Terribly her sorts of what the realty issued voicemails. I'd love to see whether or not, but in com, Google Voice would. Trampling my all know. So here we go. And we'll see if we get it. I just won't say a couple of things with Chris working to see what happens yourself. I thought your mother wanna eye on her face correct nuggets. Kind of people. I am.
I want to you in the face, right? Peace out.
What? I want to you in the face. What?
It seems like he or she started off saying, hey, we missed the whole thing. We missed your whole show, and I'm glad we got it, but I'm going to fuck your mother in the mouth. Like, that's what it seems like to me. Like, nuggets on her chin. But so let's see what... Let's see what area code 513 actually said.
Right. This seems really mean. Like, I don't know.
It does seem mean.
You know, like, I don't know if we should play this. Like, what if we get hate mail and we don't even know it?
Let's find out.
All right.
What's up, bitches? I was listening to the show this week and it got me thinking. Maybe Google Voice doesn't fucking translate fucking curse words. So I wanted to fucking leave a piece of shit fucking voicemail about to see whether or not fucking cunt Google Voice would fucking translate my fucking foul fucking mouth. So here we go, and we'll see what you get. I just wanted to say a couple of things with curse words in them just to see what can happen. Fuck yourself. I fucked your mother. Wanna fuck? I fucking shit on her fucking face. Cunt nuggets. Fucking vagina pussy balls. Fucking ass clown. I want to fuck you in the face. Rape. Peace out.
Alright, Murano, that...
That was the best voicemail
ever. That was the best thing I think we've ever got. He just wanted to... He was going off a theory that we had.
Yes, yes. That he's debunking our theory.
Exactly. That Google Voice refused to transcribe swear words.
Oh, not even swear words. Anything directed towards Google Voice.
That's true. That's true, too. Okay. Yeah. So let's look. Okay, let's go back to the text, which you just read. And see if there's any curse words in there at all.
All right, let's see. 513, let's see. There is... No.
There's not. There's not one single curse word in this transcription.
Well, there might be something vaguely. I mean, it's not a curse word, but it does say, I thought your mother wanna eye on her face, correct nuggets kind of people. But and that sounds dirty.
But the last sentence of Google Voice transcription basically sums up his whole, like, last... four sentences. Like, it just totally, right. You know what I mean? Like, it totally put it together. He said he wanted to shit on her mother's face.
Right.
I don't see that. I don't see that anywhere in Google transcription. I don't know what happened there.
But I here's the thing I love about 513. He didn't leave his name. Here's the thing I love about 513. He didn't want to shit on our mother's face.
No.
He wanted to shit on Google Voice mother's face.
Absolutely, he did.
That's my one thing.
Not one swear word in this transcription. That's amazing.
Not a single one.
Our theory holds true.
It holds true. All right, here we go. All right, so the next one is a 603 phone number. 603. Left us a voicemail a few days ago.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
It's kind of a lengthy one, but here we go. Hey, Milan. John Moreno.
Milan!
Hey, Milan. All right. I just want you guys to know it was a sad, sad day back in May when the old show ended and you guys walked away. Yeah, it wasn't us. No, we're doing commentary on it. What the fuck? All right. So here we go. Tell you, I don't know what's going to happen. I spent 6 to 8 weeks of and penis in my life. What? It was despair and summer movie season is coming. I don't know what to watch. Hey, can Reed Wedding takes place on the Game of Thrones? My wife doesn't. Watch it. My brother-in-laws don't want it. I got nobody there. Talk to you. I am searching for you guys, and I could not find you anywhere. I was helpless. I thought about taking my own life.
Oh, Jesus.
I even thought about continual dies down intake in your lives. But then the beginning of July, I'm doing a desperation search because I'm going on a 6-hour road trip, and I need stuff to listen to. I put your name into a search engine, and what pops up? Hey, bingemedia.net. Hey, dude, thank you so much. Hey, only thing that kept me from coming after you guys. What I got? 6 hours in the car, catching up on all things that I had passed in those dark weeks when I was lost. And it was just like old times. So glad you guys got a new home. So glad you guys got the new stuff. Keep it up. Just beware if you stop again. I will have the hunt. You down. Really appreciate the show. Thanks again, guys.
I kind of, like, obviously, we kind of get the gist of this email. But
you kind of get the gist of it.
Yeah, but it got real dark in the middle of it.
Just going to say that. You kind of get the gist of it. It's kind of like, hey, you know, huge fan of you guys. I'm glad I found you again. But, like, don't ever fucking leave me again, because I will fucking slit my own wrist. I will fucking slit my own wrist. I will hunt you down and slit my own wrist in your face area. And then claim that you never loved me.
Hey, Milan. All right, let's see what this dude's that really said, okay?
Hey, Milan, John Moreno. Well, hold on. Really okay. Quick, before we play, it's probably the second or third line. It says, tell you, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I spent 6 to 8 weeks of an penis in my life. So I'm very interested to see if he actually said, I spent 6 to 8 weeks of an penis in my life.
Let's highlight that sentence right now. See what that's...
603, when you hear us laugh, it's probably the cue of when that an penis in my life happens. All right, so let's go.
Jim Lon, John Moreno. I just want you guys to know it was a sad, sad day back in May when the old show ended and you guys walked away. Tell you, I don't know what was going to happen. I spent 6 to 8 weeks of emptiness and just staring. Summer movie season's coming. I didn't know what to watch. Stinking Red Wedding takes place on the Game of Thrones. My wife doesn't watch it. My brother-in-laws don't watch it. I got nobody to talk to. I am searching for you guys, and I could not find you anywhere. I was helpless. I thought about taking my own life. I even thought about hunting you guys down and taking your lives. But then, the beginning of July, I'm doing a desperation search because I'm going on a 6-hour road trip, and I need stuff to listen to. I put your name into a search engine, and what pops up? BingeMedia.net. Dude, thank you so much. The only thing that kept me from coming after you guys was I got 6 hours in the car catching up on all the things that I had missed in those dark weeks when I was lost, and it was just like old times. So glad you guys got a new home. So glad you guys got the new stuff. Keep it up. Just beware. If you stop again, I will have to hunt you down. Really. Appreciate the show. Thanks again, guys.
Wow.
I would just say this. We cut up Google Voice a lot. The last, like, four fucking sentences, they nailed. The punctuation, maybe not. Okay. Yeah, but sure. They absolutely nailed every word in the last four sentences.
Okay. Our feeling of how creepy it was before is as creepy listening to it.
It is.
It's still very, very creepy.
Because he wanted to kill himself, and then he decided that, no, it would be better to come hunt us down and kill us.
So thank you, 603. Because you didn't leave your name.
No one's leaving their name today.
No one's leaving their name today. Okay. All right. So the... I fucking love that one. All right. So the new one is, or the next one is, comes from a 206 number.
Okay.
From a few days ago. It's a quick one. Mm-hmm. And here it goes.
This is great. I just read the first sentence.
Hey, shit, cuck, cock. Bastard. Mother. Cocksucker by the front page of a half mother. Talk to you another one box. Add cock balls. The gentleman Concord make sure you head into a politics, mother. You. Hey, Jeff.
Dude. Okay, once in a while, we kind of get the gist of what's going on. Do you have anything for this one?
I think it's all obscenities, which I don't think is proper for our podcast, sir.
Let's hear what this is.
All right, 206. Let's see 206 has to say.
Motherfucker,
Fuck. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. The one thing they got right was Hey Jeff. Google Voice got right Hey Jeff, and that's perfect for me. That makes everything perfect for me.
Okay, our theory holds true. Google transcribed bastard and cock, and that was it. That was it, because cock could be a rooster or whatever. So they did not transcribe any other curse word whatsoever in that whole voicemail.
Right.
Adcock. Does Adcock count?
I don't want to put anybody. That voice sounds very familiar, though. I think I heard that voice on a podcast one or two times.
Do you know who that is? Is that you?
No, it ain't. Oh, it's not me.
Oh, okay. Why is no one leaving their name today?
I don't know, but that voice sounds very familiar.
All right. I don't know what it is. You might know what it is, but I don't know. Uh-huh. I'm in the dark right now.
All right. So, so the next one is 773. A fucking Bob. All right. So the next one is 773.
773, yes.
And hopefully it's not a fucking Bob thing.
At least we know who this is.
I think so.
Yeah.
Just based on our last one, I think so.
Yeah.
So you have it queued up?
Yes, I do.
All right, cool. So here's the Google Voice transcription of the voicemail we got a couple of days ago. Hey, guys, it's Destroy. I love that Google Voice kept the same name for him, too.
I know. They absolutely kept the same name for him. He is now Destroy for Destroy. Google Voice. Yeah.
So when we do the Chicago version of Jim Lawapalooza, and hopefully Destroy
shows up.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it who it is, but we're just going to call him Destroy the whole time. Destroy, give me another drink.
Oh, I can't fucking wait for that.
All right. Hey, guys, it's Destroy. I was just calling to say I was lucky enough to get to work for 4 days as an extra.
Hey, good.
In the movie Diverge Inch. Wow.
That sounds great.
That sounds like one of the worst pornos of all time. Diverge Inch. Poor, poor man. Poor, poor woman. It's an awful event for everybody involved. Okay. Get to work for 4 days as an extra in the movie Diverge Inch.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so men in Chicago for this number. This is really cool. I got to be in several scenes, both indoor, outdoor, and I got to work with Kate Wings, that Ashley Judd. 55 for Tony Goldwyn, Ray Stevenson sharing Woodley sworn to secrecy. S. Exactly what we're going out in the scene. But today, the movie looks really good, comes out March 21st, and nothing else you can see units. Wow. Whoa. Hold on. I have to break this up. The Google Voice is just like, I'm going to make Destroy a little flamboyantly gay. Like, you talk about units and Diverge Inch. And there's like Woodley in there. This is so weird. All right. So, but today, the movie looks really good. Comes out March 21st, and nothing else you can see units.
Units.
Just look for really tall dude. So I felt like five or butt.
But.
Just let you guys know that.
Talk to you guys there.
So this is our old friend, Desloy.
Yeah.
All right. We pretty much know that at this point.
Destroy.
So let's see what Destroy has to say. for real. All
right. Hey guys, it's Destroy. I was just going to say I was lucky enough to get to work for 4 days as an extra in the movie Divergent in Chicago over the summer. It was really cool. I got to be
We're laughing. Oh, so it's Divergent.
Divergent.
Not Diverge Inch.
Okay, here we go.
So let's go back because we laughed over It's Been So Men in Chicago, which was the next line, and I'm so fucking curious to hear that.
Okay, let's see if I got it here.
Because we don't listen to these, right? Like, no, we don't read them. We don't listen to them. Yeah, this is the very first time we do this thing, so go ahead.
In the movie
movie Divergent that's been filming in Chicago over the summer.
Filming in Chicago.
It was really cool. I got to be in several scenes, both indoor and outdoor, and I got to work with Kate Winslet, Ashley Judd, Mekhi Phifer, Tony Goldwyn, Ray Stevenson,
Pause it.
I gotta pause it. Mekhi Phifer turned into 55.
That's the number, 55. Not even written out. 55. Mekhi Phifer, 55, Google Voice says. Like, I'll get Ashley Judd perfectly. I'll get Tony Goldwyn perfectly. I'll get Ray Stevenson perfectly. Mekhi Phifer, 55. Let's put two numbers together right next to each other. Fucking Google Voice.
I fucking love them. All right, I don't know if I'm at the right spot here. Let's go.
Yeah.
Pfeiffer, Tony Goldwyn, Ray Stevenson, Shailene Woodley.
Oh.
I'm sworn to secrecy as to exactly what was going on in the scenes, but I just want to say the movie looks really good. Comes out March 21st, and nothing else, you can see me in it. Just look for a really tall dude dressed up like a farmer, but...
Dressed up like a farmer.
You guys know that. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right.
Dressed up like a farmer turned into So I Felt Like Fiverr Butt.
Yeah. Fiverr Butt. It's fucking A.
What the fuck? Thanks, D-Sloy. He's an extra, dude. One of our listeners is in a movie.
That's fantastic.
Oh, I can't fucking wait. You were in a movie once. Remember that?
I don't remember which one. That goes back to an old life or an old side for some... Twatty fucking twat motherfucker, cocksucker, asshole, Google Voice that shit, you fucking scumbag motherfucker. All right, so Jim, we go to our next one. Sorry, I got a little Tourette's there. So our next and final one is a 909 phone number, and yes. I'm just grazing over.
Yeah.
Or, as you said, skimming over this transcription, I think it has to do with what you talked about earlier, our top five tough guys.
Oh, right? Tough guys, right. Okay.
That's what this looks like. So let's do this. Hey, guys. This is Dr. Strong. Been a longtime listener. The other podcast you guys were on. And so glad to finally offend you guys and all the new contacting the board, everything that putting out hasn't won through 18 and your podcast in the past couple of days.
That's the fucking worst sentence ever.
Why does Google Voice think that's okay? Give me a comma, bitch. Anyway, I was calling because I had an idea for a list you guys could be putting together. Follow along with the bank robbers, serial killers, talking with you guys on Facebook today. I have an idea for these. Maybe your top five tough guy. If you would put together a group of tough guys that maybe you would send out to somebody or just to have, personal bodyguard protection for whatever reason, kind of in the same thing as an ensemble cast. Wow, okay. Pat Movie. All right, so that it gets weird. Right, so, Pat Movie. Think of Ocean... than any movie similar to that where there's always a tough guy in the group. But if you were put together, the group of only a car, curious where that would lead so. Yeah, keep up all of the good podcast work, August content. Looking forward to hear whatever you guys got to put out. Thanks. Bye. That seems pretty straightforward.
Okay, yeah, the gist is there. There's a couple really fucking stupid...
There's a little bit of wackiness in there, yeah. Pat Movie?
Pat Movie is one I'm interested in.
I fucking love Pat Movie.
All right, so this might be the same guy that we just brought up. Steve Dublo. Steve Dublo. I'm really interested, actually. I'm more interested to pronounce this guy's name, so let's...
I think it's W, isn't it?
W?
I think it's W.
Dublo. Double. Okay, let's see.
Hey guys, this is Dr. Strong. Been a long time listening.
This is Dr. Strong.
It really is Dr. Strong. Oh, pause that shit. It really is Dr. Strong. It really is Dr. Strong.
What is that? No.
Fucking Dr. Strong. It's really him. Google Voice was not playing around. Hey, guys, and this is what Google Voice says. Hey, guys, this is Dr. Strong. Been a long-time listener. Boom. There it is. Perfect.
I think they nailed that.
Nothing could go wrong after this.
This is Dr. Strong, been a long-time listener of the other podcast that you guys were on. And so glad to finally have found you guys and all the new content. Really looking forward to everything you guys have been putting out. Actually went through 18 of your podcasts within the past couple of days.
Damn.
Anyway, I was calling because I had an idea for a list you guys could be putting together, following along with the bank robbers, serial killers. Talking to one of you guys on Facebook today, had an idea for the maybe your top five tough guys. If you were to put together a group of tough guys that maybe you would send after somebody or just to have personal bodyguard protection for whatever reason, kind of in the same vein as a ensemble cast type movie. Think of Ocean's 11, any movie similar to that where there's always a tough guy in the group. But if you were to put together a group of only tough guys, curious where that would lead. So yeah, keep up all the good podcast work, all the good content. I'm looking forward to hearing whatever you guys got to put out. Thanks.
Yep.
Okay, so it's got to be the same guy, right? This is Steve.
Yeah, this is the same dude.
Dr. Strong is Steve Dublo, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we have to refer to him as Dr. Strong now. Dude, this is an awesome fucking topic. Obviously, it took us by storm. We've already made our list. We are going to be delivering that later this episode.
Oh, we should just lead into it right now.
Are we done with Google Voice?
Yeah, we're done with Google Voice. He set it up perfectly.
Oh, fuck. What?
He set it up perfectly. I mean, we didn't plan that shit.
Did Dr. Strong just fucking segue into our next bit?
Well, he is a doctor, so let's trust him.
All right.
Now, I'm not gonna ask where his medical license come from. I'm not gonna ask where he went to medical school. I'm just gonna trust Dr. Strong because that seems legitimate to me. Now, if he could get me some Vicodin pills, if he could get me some Oxys, and just for shits and giggles, Viagra, I am for this.
Sir, do not take advantage of our listeners.
All right.
Okay.
Well, too late.
Okay.
What's the film about? What's it really about? What genre does it hit?
Like the spine?
The spine?
Like one sentence? Like
I don't fucking Boy Meets Girl. I don't give a shit about that. Fuck Boy Meets Girl. Fuck motorcycle movie. No. What is really being said? What's really being said? That's what you're talking about. Because the whole idea, man, is subversion. You want subversion on a massive level. You know what one of the greatest fucking scripts ever written in the history of Hollywood is?
What?
Top Gun.
Come on.
Top Gun is fucking great. What is Top Gun? You think it's a story about a bunch of fighter pilots?
Yeah, it's about a bunch of guys waving their dicks around.
It is a story about a man's struggle with his own homosexuality.
Watch it with another guy. Highway to the Joe Show. Right into the Joe Show. Yeah. Heading to the beach now, looking for a game tonight. Find a damn one, so I grab some fucking guy. Highway to the Joe Show. Right into the Joe Show.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on BingeMedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I can't get enough of Super
Bob Odenkirk.